This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ live here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, with OTAs taking place again today at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. And of course, we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as RJ Choppy is instantly eliminating two teams in the NFC. Cowboys' interest, of course, going up against them in this conference. Eagles, Lions, you say are out.
Well, the Lions are out for one reason. They got some pretty rough news yesterday, and that is that Frank Ragnow is retiring. Okay, now Ragnow has been he's an interior offensive lineman, one of the better ones in the game. But a couple things here with that. One is, obviously, offensive line's big. Two, no quarterback has a bigger discrepancy in QBR when pressured versus not. Jared Goff was number one in the NFL last year in QBR when not pressured, like 22 when pressured. But the third reason is, when do you need offensive line? Like, most importantly, I would say road games. Road games, most important of the schedule for the offensive line to be at its peak, especially the center. Of their 9 road games, 7 of them against playoff teams from last year. There is not a tougher road slate in the NFL. They play 7 playoff teams, including both Super Bowl participants, on the road. And then the other 2 that didn't make it, one is Chicago at the very end of the year, so it'll be minus 78 degrees. And Jared Goff with his, Sean Sharif hands, won't work. And then the other one is Cincinnati, who, like, that's a playoff team. So it's a brutal schedule. They might make the postseason because they're really, really good. But, you know, it's a big knock.
So the Lions lose their 29-year-old All-Pro and Pro Bowl center, Frank Ragnow, abruptly retiring. And then we have the cover of a video game.
We do. It is all done for the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, they get the Madden curse as Saquon Barkley and his little reverse hurdle are getting the cover of the Madden. Did you see the video of them, like, taking the shot, like replicating it? It just goes to show you, it's not that impressive. If he was able to do it again, it's not like some crazy athletic feat. If you can do it on a movie set, I'm not buying it. But this is something where we've kind of brought the Madden cover jinx back in recent years. Christian McCaffrey last year only played 4 games. Look at Aiden with the video of the recreation of it right there. You already had Christian McCaffrey 4 games. 49ers totally sputter. Josh Allen was the cover athlete, had a career high in interceptions, probably his worst year since he kind of came into his own. You had Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady shared it in Madden 22. Mahomes ended up losing the AFC title game at home to Cincinnati that year, and then Tom Brady's marriage fell apart not long after that. And so, I don't know, Saquon Barkley either needs to watch out for his football team or his personal relationships.
Well, you can say what you want about the Eagles. You can hope for the curse. This, by far, though, is the coolest action shot maybe in the history of the game with a cover.
It's very cool.
I'm going back and looking. You get Mike Vick rolling out, Brett Favre not paying Mississippi, Gronk with his Gronk spike. the old school Madden was pretty cool after John passed away, but everyone else, Pat Mahomes is flexing on here. Breeze and his natural throwing motion. Antonio Brown was the cover guy back in 2019. Nothing special with McCaffrey. This easily is like the coolest action shot with what Saquon did.
Yeah, for sure. It is cool. And if you look at the, because yeah, the only other ones that even look kind of like something's really happening, you've got the Eddie George one from back in the day. He's got the stiff arm out. And that's like not even, that's a real shot from a game that they used. And then the other one was the Odell Beckham, like, reaching out and palming the ball. But I mean, other than that, yeah, like this doesn't even compare. This is clearly the best from that front.
Nothing comes close. Nothing comes close.
You believing in the curse?
A little bit. I mean, not necessarily the curse. It's just
you started with the Lions. So we started the show with the Lions center and you didn't disqualify Philadelphia like I thought you were going to.
Well, look, it's the, you know, there have been teams that have done it, right? There have been teams over the last 10 years. It's Gronk and Mahomes. So those are the two that were on the cover, and I think win the Super Bowl that same year. You know, everybody else, you know, they don't win. They don't win the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean he's going to have a bad year, because that curse, that part of the curse is over. McCaffrey had a good year. A lot of guys have had good years since they've been on the cover.
McCaffrey, last year? McCaffrey only played 4 games. He barely was out there.
Was it last year? Okay, so I thought it was 2 years he's on it. There have been guys, though, that have had decent years the year that they were on the cover. So I don't think that part of the curse is over.
Stephon Diggs showed up to Buffalo OTA, New England OTAs. So he's out there after the purple murple or the pink stink, whatever the heck the substance is called. So Stephon Diggs is out there and not cut, as our buddy Scott Zolak on the Patriots broadcast suggested.
I didn't know the pink stink was one of the ones.
Yeah, maybe not that one.
I like it. I'm going to start calling it that.
You're going to start calling it that one?
Look, it's good Diggs showed up. This is this definitely feels like it's already off to two. But I can't remember any relationships that have started off like this in sports, and then it's like, but it worked out. Like, it calmed down eventually. Like, even him showing up makes me feel like, all right, that's great. He'll get a year through this probably at most, and then New England's going to go, yeah, we're tired of this. He needs to go.
Tim McMahon making it more difficult to have him back here on this show. He goes in a Mike Florio category where Mike will come up with some good stuff and he'll text behind the scenes, but then he'll go and take up this cause, or he'll be this little irritant, or, you know, many people think this know-it-all attorney, and it's like, ah, Mike, like, help us with the audience a little bit. Tim McMahon did not do that when it came to discussing the Dallas Stars playoff run on the Hoop Collective podcast.
Here's the thing. I'll just tell you real honestly, like, Texas folks who are hockey fans, it's because they don't know anything about it, real sports.
Oh, my God.
Like, they don't know crap about football. They don't know crap about basketball. They don't know crap about baseball.
And so Toronto so like better not make it back to the finals anytime soon, because if McMahon is at the finals in Toronto, he's gonna get taken down.
Hockey's like this newfangled hipster thing down here in Texas.
They've been there 25 or 30 years.
Okay, that's fairly newfangled to me. I was a teenager when they started bringing these stupid hockey fans. Well,
that was a long time ago, buddy.
Okay, well, I have not grown up since then.
And just looking at the comments, did not go well for Tim, just like his immediate coverage after the Luka deal.
Hockey fans are very protective. It's very soccer-esque. Very soccer-esque. You can't get around the World Cup and poke fun at soccer. Soccer fan will get into their feels. It's just the way it is. Very, very protective. They're almost collegiate where, like, you make fun of their conference or their team and they're going to get into their feels. And this is one that have actually really fired back at McMahon.
I feel like hockey fans in general are like the fan of the, like, the up and coming band. And what happens is you've got like half the fan base that goes, like, they're gatekeeping and they're like, yes, stay away. You're not allowed in here. Don't come in here with your bad takes. And then the other half is like really trying to get you to like the band. Like, I'll show you all the music. I'll take you to a concert even. I'll pay for you. It's okay that you don't know any of their songs. Just stand there. Learn. Like, that hockey fan I've run into, either somebody's really open and trying to teach me about the game, or there's somebody else who's going like, you're an idiot, don't even bother.
He wasn't really joking. Like, I watched the video on this too. He wasn't totally like just having a laugh. Take the three biggest hockey fans that you know closest to you. Do they know football? Let's start there with McMahon's insult. The three closest hockey fans to you, do they know football? I would say Reitma, yes. Spittle, yes. He kind of has to. He listens to sports talk 24/7. And I'm trying to think who the third person would be. I mean, I don't know how Seve is on the gridiron.
I mean, Stars are number two for Walchuk. That's his second favorite team. He's really obsessive with it. So, yeah. I mean, when we had Joey here back in the day, our one of our producers, Joey, he was really big into football. He knew most everybody I know, at least here. I don't know about another city, but here in Dallas, like, if you are a hockey fan, you're usually a fan of the other teams.
Now, yeah. Tim wanted to say bandwagon-y. Yes, we're guilty of that as well.
Sure.
Hopping on. Everyone's seeking out these tickets. Glitterati trying to be seen at the AAC. But he just said they don't know any other sports.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're for your diehard. And I mean people who have, like, hockey as their number one. All right. Now, I've got some friends who have hockey as their number one, and they don't have any interest in some of the other sports. And then some have plenty of interest in the other sports. The ones that have interest in it know about it. The ones that don't. That's the normal way of life. If you don't have interest in something, you generally don't know anything about it.
Yeah, those gatekeeper fans I was talking about a second ago, those are the ones typically that I feel like don't even want to know the other sports.
Yeah, they
like
have it no feels, interest.
Yeah, it's like just like, nope, this is mine. Don't even touch it.
Choppy, you mentioned college, and the World Series is taking place for the fellas and the ladies. You talked about Texas A&M going down. We have more negative Texas news. We got news all over the place with eliminations.
Texas and Vandy had both lost. They lost on Sunday. So they are out. They were the number one.
Poor one out for Brian Schottenheimer today.
And number two teams in the nation. Ranked number one in the tournament, ranked number two in the tournament. Vandy lost to Wright State, and Texas lost to UTSA. I mean,
Twice.
Just down the road. I mean, just the embarrassment. Now, Schlossnagel, I thought, you know, he was really classy in the post, which is kind of something new for him sometimes. But
I'll tell you what, these college baseball coaches are scary.
Yeah.
They're scarier than even college football coaches. And they all have that same look, you know?
They do. Very gruff look. They got a very gruff look about them. But Texas and Vandy are both out. Meanwhile, Texas Tech beat Oklahoma yesterday in the Women's College World Series, and Texas beat Tennessee in the Women's College World Series. So those two will meet starting tomorrow, a best of three for the national championship. So it was basically an all. It was those four teams were the final four, and now we have moved on, and we will see Texas and Texas Tech. And the Texas Tech pitcher is fun to watch. Very fun. She's a dominant force.
Bobby, cover your ears, because Schlossnagel said winning an SEC title during the regular season is harder than winning a national championship. We want to win a national title, but this is a test of endurance and grit. And we obviously, you know, have a good team. I'm really proud of our players, but the SEC championship is really what it's all about.
Yeah, and why did Jim Schlossnagel say that? Because That phony came from Texas A&M. He had already been indoctrinated by the two most cultish places you can, the SEC and Texas A&M. And so he's already had his brain warped by everything, and he no longer realizes that it's not even about that.
The Florida Gators coach is in the news, Kevin O'Sullivan, because their game got pushed back.
Their game got pushed back by an hour, and he went and he absolutely there's video of this. It's far away, so the audio, I didn't think it was playable.
Yeah.
But there's video of him berating the site rep and, like, the commissioner of the tournament or whatever. He's berating him. He's so upset. He goes, it's not like they played at 2 a.m. They played an 8 o'clock game, and we got to push this game back an hour. And it's like, he goes, I got to deal with my bus. I got to deal with all this stuff. You're really worried about a one-hour move? Kevin O'Sullivan, you're a national championship coach.
Yeah.
He won a natty a couple years back.
Well, one of the opposing coaches decided to respond sitting up there at the podium.
This is Coastal Carolina's Kevin Schnall. My buddies were saying, you met this guy in San Francisco, Arthur. He's like, we played against him in high school. He grew up in, he went to Notre Dame High.
The coach?
The coach did. I don't remember this. But this guy went off on Kevin O'Sullivan.
One last thing I have is I have to say this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but you know, I believe in standing up for what's right, and what transpired this morning on our field. Another coach disrespected our associate AD, who works as hard as anybody in our entire program. He disrespected our field crew, who are the salt of the earth. These guys would do anything for our program. is not okay. And this needs to be brought up. Absolutely disrespectful. As a coach, it's our job to mentor young kids. And the way he treated the two site reps, the way he treated our associate AD, the way he treated our field crew, is absolutely unacceptable. That's what I'm most disappointed about. This is a national champion coach who thinks he can come in here and try to bully people around. Disappointed. Disappointed, somebody that a lot of coaches look up to. For him to act that way, really disappointed. He disrespected a Hall of Fame coach who's the site rep here. That's all I got to say.
O'Sullivan was asked if he felt like he needed to apologize or address what he did.
Coach, could you address the situation before the game?
I don't address that right now.
Nothing there, apology or anything like that?
I handled it properly.
You handled it?
At the end of the game, yes.
I handled it properly.
And this brought out all the youth sports message boards of, you have no idea what, how often this happens, this going down, people being berated left and right.
Berated. People who are just like, I mean, half the time, especially at youth sport level, a lot of times it's volunteers being berated. Which makes it even worse. I mean, it's bad enough when it's somebody who is just trying to help out.
Why is Michael Irvin already in love with the change from Mike McCarthy to Brian Schottenheimer? Hear from the playmaker himself on the Home of the Cowboys next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's take you inside the Star here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt going to be at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco today with the Cowboys back out on the field. Michael Irvin has already been there under the new regime. So has Rocket Ishmael. So has Drew Pearson as they conducted a Legends Day. And Tony Casillas, friend of the show, was part of that. And Tony will join us at 8 o'clock.
Man. It'll be good to hear from Tony again. I hadn't talked to Tony in a little while.
Great guest.
Yeah.
Great guest. The Bachelor, I don't think, is on, so we won't have that to talk about with him.
I don't think so. Yeah. He hasn't gotten a hole-in-one in about a year.
Did he have a hole-in-one?
Yeah. Very disappointed in that one. Very disappointed.
But Michael Irvin was also there, and he is glowing.
Yeah, and he wasn't glowing back in January. When Brian Schottenheimer was first hired, he had it kind of caught some people off guard, I think, how critical he was of more the process. I don't think he was targeting Schottenheimer specifically, but just like a lot of us was talking about, is this the best way to go about picking your head coach?
Well, and he had a big question of having someone in the building who was, what's the word for it? Someone not in charge. I don't want to say someone not important, but someone who you know was an assistant all of a sudden being your boss.
Yeah, like is that going to, it's like the buddy boss or, mm-hmm. or the coworker getting elevated. And it's like, do they have the respect anymore? Well, Michael Irvin now has respect or has the respect for Brian Schottenheimer. And he talked about on his podcast the other day getting to visit the Ford Center and how he's come around on Shotty.
It was amazing. It was simply amazing. I mean, it's so interesting how much you first miss being in that big meeting room. Coach brought us all in, you know, all the guys, and we were in the meeting room with the players. Hadn't been in a big team meeting room in a long time. Not like that. And I love what Coach Schottenheimer is trying to do, I must admit. And I came down hard about this on this decision, but I must admit there's some things I told you that are winning me over. Like I told you about him understanding how important it is to have the right culture and set the right tone. The one thing I would always say that, I mean, the key card in winning championships in every place that I've won championships, it was always an understanding of how we do things here.
And it's something where you consistently hear that from guys who come from that era. Like Nate Newton will talk about it. Obviously, Michael talks about it. Darren Woodson, different people. They talk about that these things that Shotty's talking about with the culture, to them are, they believe it absolutely carried them in a lot of ways and separated them from other people. You had talked about this yesterday, Sean. This will be cut three, Peyton. You talked about hearing Michael Irvin.
By the way, this subject is a very difficult one because now I happen to, I think Choppy's been coming around lately to culture and all the intangible type stuff, whereas it maybe it was an eye roll before. It's easy for the 90s Cowboys, right, to say, yeah, our culture. Well, you had some badass freaking players. Yeah. So it's hard to separate. Right. And it's hard to also know what culture-wise can carry over to different generations and decades.
Yeah.
Although Irvin and Emmett and Aikman would probably tell you, no, there is no difference over decades. Hard work is hard work. Little things are little things. Connecting is connecting. And it doesn't matter whether it's a radio station or a football team. Those things remain the same. But I always try to be respectful of the differences over generations and talent versus intangibles and what led to your dynasty.
Right. And like, you know, I do think hard work changes over time. Like what's considered hard work in one era might be considered not as hard from others. Like I think, you know, if you grew up in like the 1920s, you're living in Missouri.
Yeah.
Your life may be a little bit more difficult wherever, you know, than it is today.
What's asked of you is different. I think effort is universal. I think are you giving the effort that's asked of you is universal.
Your threshold for quitting may be different.
The CBA doesn't ask these guys today to practice like they did back then.
Yeah.
And so there's a limit to it. But one thing that they are doing today that Michael Irvin didn't do, and you talked about this yesterday, Sean, was he was floored watching the coaches run the receivers through whiteboard work.
Coach starts calling out two players, two guys, Lamb, Mingo, both hit the board. And then he goes out, three jet scat right, X, whatever, calls the play. Both have to draw the whole damn play. Do you understand that? In front of all of us watching. And I'm talking about everybody's route and responsibility. All I knew was my triangle. I'm going to know what I got to do as a wide receiver. I'm going to know what the secondary is playing. I didn't study the running backs like that. Linemen, like, you know, I didn't study those setups. I studied my triangle. I'm going corner, safety line, inside backer. You know, I see them jokers because those are the closest jokers to me. I know they do it. You know what I mean? But they had them drawing up every, because it's so interchangeable now. And again, I loved it because it keeps you engaged. Not one mug bro was on their phone.
Not one was on their phone. Which is something that people worry about these days, is how locked in are you in those meeting rooms and how locked in are you to the process and what they're getting at?
Are they allowed to just have, I guess they're allowed to have phones next to them?
I think in maybe the past 5 years, they were allowed to have some distractions at times, or maybe distractions weren't cracked down on all the time is what you hear sometimes coming out. It's just what you hear coming out of there. I mean, let's be honest. That is some of the stuff that you hear coming out of there.
The three words and phrase that Michael uses the most in this podcast is competition under pressure. He kept looking for it in phases and phases and found it with Brian Schottenheimer, whether it be ping pong, whether it be the little basketball hoop in his office, whether it be drawing up the plays. He talked about them having this huge free throw competition out there. Not the most damning of consequences if you lose.
Yep.
Not going to embarrass you to the nth degree, but there is competition, old school, new school players, with some pressure.
Yeah, and Michael, like, I think a lot of people, when they hear basketball hoop or ping pong ball, you know, it depends on your perspective. A lot of people hear that and go, they're cutting up, they're not focusing. Michael took the different angle from that and said, no, he's creating competition throughout the day, so they're juiced up and ready to go.
He's like, all this is before practice.
Yeah, so they're ready. They've already built a competitive environment for themselves all throughout the day. And he said they went out there to practice. It was good. Enjoyed it. They got a little break. He said when they came back out, and the biggest question I think a lot of people have had about Brian Schottenheimer, other than just what's the play calling going to be or whatever else, has been, can he be the disciplinarian? Can he be the guy that, you know, cracks heads when he has to? And Michael Irvin said when they came back out for practice, he learned that he absolutely can.
After the break, we came back and started off a little slouchy. He brought him back up and got back on that butt. What is going on? I gave you credit. I gave you a little bit of a break, and you come back out, and I see slouching. Dude, I know what I'm talking about. I saw guys looking around. Who's slouching? What's going on? What's going on? That's competition under pressure. I'm telling you, everybody was looking around. You know why? Because that ain't what we're doing, and we need to hold everybody accountable. And they're like, who? And nobody said anything. But that's how you build champions. Because now, nobody wants to be the one to let everybody down. And if everybody looking around saying, who did that? Who took it easy? Who went, then you get some answers around here. And you get some more of them championships around here. Because that's how you create the right, what they call, culture.
He seems like a full convert in this video when you hear him talking about
to
it.
To be fair, it doesn't
take a lot.
It doesn't take a lot with Mike and the Cowboys, okay?
No, it doesn't.
They gave him a little VIP necklace. We got to be fair now.
Yes.
Michael, if they start off 2-0, they upset Philadelphia, he's going to be making Super Bowl reservations.
Yes.
All right, so Michael's a homer.
100%. He's always going to be homer. I will say this. He's never like, I didn't hear, and again, not a slight to McCarthy, but Irvin never talked like this specifically about what he saw from McCarthy. I don't remember him talking about this when he would go look at Garrett's practices either. I don't remember him saying that it was like this.
One thing about Garrett, we always commented how Garrett wanted the players competing.
Yeah, I just don't think that, like, I don't think he views it as the same thing. I think he views it as a fully orbed thing that didn't necessarily exist for Garrett. But, like, in terms of, at least in a way that he didn't ever testify. Now, Tyler Smith got asked about this exact comparison the other day in the locker room. They said, it was Edward who was talking to him, and he said, hey, you've talked a lot about the shoddy culture. He said, how is it different? How is this culture different from going from Mike McCarthy to Brian Schottenheimer?
I think the energy of the building is really just something that I've really noticed. Like, guys are just, you know, generally coming in excited to compete. Like, there's just competition everywhere. I mean, we got a full room. There are a lot of full rooms across the board of guys who are playing at an extremely elite level. And so I think that's ultimately going to push us to just be better for each other, you know, better with one another. So
he started off hot. Like, the first thing we did was went paintballing. Like, we went paintballing the first day of optional team activities or whatever. So it was just like, I thought that was like a crazy thing because that's never happened before. And then, like, we just kind of got, we did like a little field day on the second day or whatever. And so I thought that was just really cool to start things off on, like, you know, a fun note, like, instead of just getting right into the meeting room and just, you know, going through X's and O's and stuff like that, just getting to know each other, like talking to each other and stuff like that.
There's a reason Pat Doney has Tyler Smith at his broadcasting camp. He didn't take the shot towards McCarthy. Just talking about the positives with Schottenheimer. Now, look, as RJ will tell you and has told you forever, and This is all getting set up to be made fun of and mocked. Mm-hmm. If the Cowboys struggle, none of this matters without this. The quarterback in football is the salt on a dish. You can have the best steak and you can have the best sides and you have the best vegetables. You need some damn salt. Otherwise, it's not going to taste as good. And if you don't have the salt and you don't have quarterback play, all these things are not going to matter. They're going to get mocked and we're all going to get made fun of for talking about this C word as much as we have in the offseason. The quarterback is the salt to it all. The
quarterback matters. He's the only one that matters. Like, because you could go back and there were, you know, in the however long I've been working in radio, this is 02.
Well,
Bill, players hated Bill. They played well for him. Players loved Wade. They played well for him. They respected Jason. They played well for him. They liked Mike. They played well for him. Maybe they love Shoddy. You know, who knows, right? But at the end of the day, it's the same. It's the same crap that's gone on. It's been a lack of meeting expectations for 25 years, 30 years.
So there it is, a little inside the star on your home of America's team. Last word, Bobby.
Yeah, I think going back to what Michael said really quickly about how you get to like competition, guys holding each other accountable. Nate Newton had talked about that last year. Nate pointed out he didn't become a Pro Bowler till year 10. And it was when stuff like this got implemented and he felt like, all right, I got to play for these guys now.
We got some audio of media battles, media pettiness, media fights. We love talking about other people's drama and a mental health warning to everyone after the story that happened yesterday that you may want to hear. That's next. We got a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway during the 720 Expressway. It's all coming up with Sean and RJ right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys with Sean Sharif and RJ Choppy. Got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And both of you guys sent a story last night out of San Antonio with a lot of incidents that have been happening surrounding this guy.
Yeah, so this is from King of the Hill. Is it Joss or Jost? Jonathan Jost?
Joss.
Joss. Either way, do it. So he was on King of the Hill, and he was the voice of Johnny Redcorn.
Yes, old John Redcorn, who famously, it's one of the most
You
layered,
love this show.
I love it. It really is great. It's one of the most layered plots there is, and they've got this this Dale Gribble character who's just ignorant to the fact that John Redcorn is not a spiritual healer. He's actually sleeping with Dale's wife is the thing. And I think we've actually got a clip from it.
I know what you're here for.
Dale, this isn't how I wanted you to find out.
Quit screwing around with my mower.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't kid about my mower. Now get inside and start massaging my wife.
He's taking some of the fun out of this.
It's a great show.
He was Dale?
Yeah. No. So no. Dale, that was Dale. He was the other guy talking to him, John Redcorn, who was the spiritual healer and was it's a great show. And this was awful news that he had been shot to death in San Antonio over the weekend. And it all comes with weird timing. Because he had been melting down over like the last month with the King of the Hill cast.
So there was a panel that was a week before, and he was escorted out. He wasn't invited to be a part of the panel. Now, the guy who shot him is arrested, charged with first-degree murder, currently behind bars, bond set at $200,000.
Neighbor.
A neighbor shot him. Days before the argument that allegedly led to his death, he was removed from the theater by security during the panel at the ATX TV festival. And the incident caught on camera happened at the Paramount on May 30th. They told the outlet that he was in the crowd. He walked up to a microphone that's supposed to be used for Q&A and began to speak before it was time for the audience to interact with the panel, right? So that's what he did. That's what led to him being escorted out. Now, The shooting is obviously tragic, but there's a lot of layers to it. His husband says the killing is a culmination of a long saga of frightening homophobia the company endured on their street, alleging neighbors spent years threatening to burn their house down. Now, the house did burn down. There have been 40...
What?
The police have been to their home 40 times since January of 2024, wow. According to My San Antonio. Complaints ranging from mental health situations, neighbor disturbances, and welfare checks. There was a fire in February. Neighbors told TMZ that he set himself by trying to heat his home with a barbecue pit after its services were cut off because the house had been deemed uninhabitable.
Oh, my.
So his husband says they were threatening to kill him, homophobia, this is a hate crime. Residents are saying that he was erratic. He would just walk to the street yelling that he was God and screaming. They ignored him. And then this culminated on the June 1st murder of him, basically in his front yard.
He had mental health issues, it seems like, because I mean, this was 3 days ago. He's just breaking into the Paramount in Austin and screaming and taking the microphone. And they're like, dude, you can't do this. And then 2 days later, he gets shot for another dispute. It's like, something was clearly not right with him anymore, which is sad, but it's a bummer to hear he was gone because that was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Another mental health warning, John Brankus. Now, Peyton, were you familiar with Sports Science when we were talking about this yesterday?
Yes, on ESPN. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So John Brankus is the guy who broke down all these sports videos. He ended up selling it to ESPN and apparently took his own life with that news that was coming out yesterday. Well, a video surfaced of him talking about his past mental health issues with Marcellus Wiley, and I just found this very, very eerie and hopefully helpful for anyone going through it.
City, Utah, and I fell into a very deep depression. I had come off of selling my company, selling Sports Science, ESPN, you know, and you're kind of living in Park City, trying to feeling like you're retiring, and oh my God, I made it. And you know, the isolation that you feel living in a mountain town, the cold weather, injuries, things not going right. I spiraled into a deep, deep depression, and I was flat out suicidal. So much so, I had a noose tied around my neck. I was ready to do it. And my dog, Zeppelin, came to my rescue literally pulled on my pants, on my jeans, and literally was going crazy, wouldn't leave me alone. And I, like, in my suicidal funk, like, was like, what am I doing? I literally picked up my phone, called my mom. I said, there's something wrong with me. I am like mentally lost. I then went through a battle. I mean, I'm telling you, a battle to get out of it. I went to 6 different psychologists and psychiatrists, finally found my answer, finally found the way. And never since that day where I found Dr. Sendi, who is actually in Virginia, he led me down the right path. We found a solution, and I have never been depressed a day in my life from that moment forward.
Wow. So just when you think it's all figured out, he talked about where you live with isolation in Utah, the weather. A lot of people who deal with mental health issues and depression say when it gets darker outside or the sun is gone earlier or it's colder, it's a rougher time for them. So I just wanted to play that audio. John Brankus, dead at the age of 54, 6 Emmys. 6 Emmys. This is a young, good-looking, successful guy who said, I figured it out, didn't deal with depression. A day after I met this, you know, miracle healer in Virginia, passing away.
Yeah, it's a lot like, I mean, people talk about it a lot like alcoholism or something, or addiction, where it's like, if you were that far down the path and you were struggling that bad, it is one of those things where you kind of have to be on guard, like, the rest of your life as to something happen. I had a friend who had something similar happen. He told us about a suicide attempt that he didn't go through with, and then it was, everybody was, oh, he's fine. This was 15 years ago. Everybody's, oh, he's fine, he's whatever. Had talked about how much happier he was. Year later, he ended up killing himself. And that's the thing, is that it's you've got to keep an eye out for that, you know, the rest of your life, basically, once your brain gets to that spot.
Which media fight would you like to delve into, RJ Choppa? You want to go into the ring with the Nature Boy or on the beach with Bill Belichick and Airplane?
Oh, let's do the Ric Flair one. I got that thing pulled up here.
All right.
So Ric Flair is catching a little bit of heat for comments. So last week, Jim Ross, JR.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Great guy. Great friend of the show.
Incredible guest.
Shared that surgery for the cancer that he has. He's been diagnosed with colon cancer, undergoing treatment. He's 73. Revealed that surgery for the cancer was a success, and he is now undergoing rehabilitation. Obviously, support universal. Now, Ric Flair goes on Twitter, and this was on the 31st, and he says, Jim Ross will always be Jim Ross, comma, seeking attention. Focus on your recovery at JR's barbecue. And it didn't last long on social media. He did delete it quite quickly. And then he responds with another post on X, Twitter. If you can't, and this is, every word is capitalized in this. Mm-mm. If you can't take a joke from a 76-year-old man, then you're living life too seriously. It was all harmless, lighthearted fun, just trying to make people laugh and smile. And then he did another very long one, said, how can I hate Jim Ross? I have him on my Mount Rushmore of broadcasters, along with Mean Gene and Jerry Lawler.
But I do think the internet dug up past Flair comments on a podcast saying that, you know, Jim Ross likes to make everything about himself.
Yes, that is true. He did.
So he's trying to say the joke was, oh, you got cancer? Way to make it about you, Jim.
Yeah, this was
which dark humor joke, if that was the intent.
Right. He did say in 2022, all Jim is starving for is to be relevant.
Right.
That's what he said in 2022.
I don't know if that was serious. I don't care enough to go listen to the podcast for the context.
Yeah. So that is the story with Ric Flair and Jim Ross. I look, as somebody who loves dark humor, all things considered, objectively, quality joke, objectively, mm-hmm. Probably the wrong time.
If he says this in front of a camera into a microphone with a friend, nobody even blinks at it. Like, when you read the words, it just reads harsh. But like, if he were to be like, Jim, always being Jim, seeking attention, you got to focus on your recovery, buddy. Like, I mean, it's a totally different tone.
Right. So there's the Nature Boy catching a little heat for Jim Ross. Bill Simmons, Bobby's boy, going at Pablo Torre, the man who's been on a media tour after getting inside the relationship of Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
Yeah, so Bill on his podcast, they weren't even talking about this.
Yeah, it was like a movie review podcast.
And he made a side swipe at Pablo Torre.
Pablo Torre would have done a long podcast about Leo Farnsworth trying to practice with the team and then done a media tour about it afterwards. this fucking guy, bro. Like, I've never seen anybody dine on the stupider story for a week and a half while pretending you're a journalist. What the fuck was that?
Whoa!
Seriously.
What the
Belichick's dating a girl. Oh, let me do nine shows about it.
I can't tell. Are you
settle the down?
If this was about Jeffrey Lurie, though, would you be like, we got to get public story?
That's your thing, right? Like, why are you getting
right? You don't need to do media tour
it was
about
a story
a podcast.
Everybody was talking
that's
about
fine.
To be fair.
Maybe do two shows about
yeah.
it.
This reminded me that Bill Simmons is a Boston fan.
Oh yeah.
And my hatred came back out.
That's where it started from.
It went away, you know, in the NBA podcast and the Book of Basketball, and I loved all his articles just like Bobby, but dude, shut the hell up. Shut up. Pablo Torre's story was about North Carolina banning her from the facility. Yes, it got into maybe Blue Chew mm-hmm. and other things yeah. that are still waiting to come out. And yes, he took advantage. Pablo Torre is no longer at ESPN, so he took advantage, hopping on every national show that he could. But all of us were glued to it. But here's masshole Boston fan, Bill Simmons rolling his eyes at negative Patriot coverage.
I love Simmons. If Boston stuff comes up, you have to turn Simmons off. You can't listen to it. He gotta, immediately flips from being yeah. super analytical and smart and really good at explaining it to as soon as Boston comes up, he loses his mind.
Yep.
And so it's like, all right, it's Belichick as a topic, so he's going to lose his mind.
Pablo on Twitter said, "Dear at Bill Simmons, since you have such strong public opinion about my work, I happen to have a few questions for you specifically. Unless you're afraid of at Pablo finds out and someone just pretending to be a journalist, of course.
Oh,
thanks, comma Pablo."
I hate when people do that, too. So he's trying to continue the meeting. Skip yeah. Bayless always did that. "Unless you're too afraid to come yeah. out first take. Unless you're too afraid to sit down with me so I get all the benefit from you with my own TV ratings." That stuff is corny.
We got to try that more. Let's start just yeah. tweeting "unless you're afraid" at everybody that we want to have on.
Write it to Dak.
Yeah. Yeah. "Unless you're afraid."
877-881-1053. Franklin Frankel injury attorney. Attorney text line. We have a Rangers Royals ticket giveaway, a loaded first hour for the 6 a.m. club during the Tolo Tuesday. A baseball insider says maybe we should be focusing not on Jacob DeGrom, Malley, or Leiter like we did yesterday. What about this Rangers pitcher to try to bring some bats back in return? We got some Rangers Diamond Cavs on the home of your favorite baseball team next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.